And we are back, the morning show, Mountain and Home Radio. We're going to switch gears and go from robotics to gardening here on the air. We've been talking a little bit about our local teams here behind the scenes. Always a good time to talk about robots. But we've got two great master gardeners here in the studio with us this morning. We've wrapped up the past business, and I really want to once again congratulate you guys on another successful sale.
Thank you.
Wonderful time over there. But we need to look at things going forward. It is late spring right now. We've got a lot of stuff in the ground. There's a lot of folks out there right now that are probably stopping on by their department stores and buying all kinds of stuff, and they don't know where to put it.
Well, we all buy a lot of stuff and go home and say, what did I do? And as much as we tell you to plan, I don't know many gardeners that actually do that. I don't. I know Tommy does. And we fall in love with a plant.
Yep.
But I caution you, whatever you do, look it up on your phone. The most important thing you can do in doing this is to look first to see if it's something that'll fit. For instance, you don't want to put something in most places here that require moist soil.
Right.
Or that can't stand the real hot sun. Be careful of those things because I've done it myself, fallen in love with a plant, pulled it up on my phone and said, nope, this is going to be a bad investment.
It's funny you went there right away because we were doing a little bit of plant shopping. My wife had just a few little holes to fill up this past weekend. And once again, we got up there to the plant section at a big box store and she pulled out her phone and started looking at all these things. So I don't know if she listens to the show. I know. I don't know if she actually got that from you or if she figured that out on her own. But it's very, very helpful to understand where those plants are going to grow. You don't want to buy something that's going to be needing a lot of shade and stick it out there in the middle of nowhere.
Absolutely. Just be careful what you buy. And if you do, then absolutely. If you know it, you've got a spot somewhere in your yard, then take it home.
Yep.
And if you put it in a spot and it doesn't look right or doesn't quite seem to fit, in the fall, move it.
Yes.
Or in the spring.
Right.
I move plants around my yard like some ladies move furniture around their house, okay?
There's nothing wrong with that either.
And there's nothing wrong with it because things change in your yard with time. Things grow to a different height. They reach maturity and you find that something you put that looked good before doesn't look good anymore. I've got some amaryllis in the yard and they're all blooming right now. Uh-huh. They look wonderful. And I have one that's buried by the size of this daylily that's just on steroids. This year.
Okay.
So in the fall, I'll move it.
Yep.
Okay, but it's on my list for the fall because that's the right time to do it.
Okay.
So pay attention, like we told you, walk around. And right now, you've got monarch caterpillars out there eating the butterfly weed like crazy.
Yes.
I've got four plants, and two of them have been completely eaten away to just the stems.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I want to tell you, folks, those are colorful caterpillars. Mm-hmm. Look them up and see what they look like. Don't spray because those are going to be monarch butterflies.
Yep.
And within 3-4 days after they eat that plant to the minimum, you're going to start to see the leaves coming back. It's not going to hurt them one
bit.
And I want to tell you, one of the biggest thrills I had in the garden happened a few days ago. I was sitting taking a break. I had my garden gloves on still. And a monarch butterfly came and landed on the top of my hand.
Very cool.
And I just sat there and I didn't even breathe for a while. And he didn't move till I moved.
Wow.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So it was really cool. It was a thrill. It gives me chills this minute. Okay.
Well, and get those pollinators out there for the butterflies. But do watch out for those. This is not the time of year you want to be taking a lot of bugs out either.
Nope. You got to watch your pollinators.
Yes.
Okay. And I know we all don't like the wasps and the bees because they sting.
Right.
Just be careful. But you want them.
Yes.
They're what keeps life going.
Exactly. Yep.
Life going. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, we do rely on those. We're seeing a lot more beehives pop up here all around this area, and I love seeing all those beehives out there.
Sure.
We are seeing a lot more folks that are worried about getting some pollinators, getting some stuff out there, the bright and pretty colors in their yard. That's beneficial to the overall area, too.
Without a doubt. Your crops are pollinated by them. If you want your tomatoes and your peppers and your squash, you got to put up with them.
You were watching over my shoulder when I was planting last night.
You were smart. You waited, and now they're in the ground,
and the
nights are warm, and they'll grow like weeds, so that's good.
I'm hopeful they grow like weeds. I've spent enough time on them, they better grow like weeds. We're still probably looking, though, about $15 per pound for the fruit when it first comes off.
Hey, I was telling somebody the other day, there's probably not anything more fun to me in a garden than going out picking a homegrown tomato. rubbing a little of the dust off of it and eating it right as you
right
pick
there
it
exactly.
I
yes,
just
sir.
Absolutely that and it's so funny the taste of a homegrown tomato as compared to these ones you get
totally
in the store.
Yes.
It's like that you're eating mush in the store,
yes.
But the homegrown tomato's got its a distinct good flavor. Anyway, I
tomato flavored water is what these store bought ones taste like.
That's exactly
well,
right.
I've got a keyhole garden, which is the garden with all the bricks around the side. It's elevated.
Okay.
And in the center, it has a place for you to put your things that will compost, and it feeds the garden.
Uh-huh.
And I threw some of the wastings from green peppers, from sweet peppers in
yep.
there.
Yep.
And I must have found 6 sprouts from the seeds from that coming up.
Oh, wow.
So I pulled those out
yep.
and planted them, and I must have 8 plants.
Great.
Fantastic.
And they're growing. They're just little bitty sprouts
yep.
right now, but it's like, well, I bought 2 pepper plants, and it's like, now what am I going to do with them? I'll probably give those 2 away. Actually.
I bet we can find a farmer's market could use those.
Oh, like somebody else.
Or Tommy Hagen or Scott.
Yeah.
Somebody will find some use
you know,
for
we'll
those.
Take,
yep.
We'll bring
yep.
them to y'all. But yes, they're coming up, so mm-hmm. you get some benefits. So it doesn't have to cost you $50 a pound.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, that's we'll get the price down. There'll be enough tomatoes, I hope, this year that they will get the
sure.
price down pretty cheap after that. I say that quite jokingly. One thing I have discovered, just spending a few minutes outside every evening, is just got a little bit of a calming effect on
it's
everybody.
Therapy.
Yes.
It's guaranteed it's
therapeutic.
You go out there, and I actually do that. I'll go out and just walk around the yard lots of times just to see what's new for the day or mm-hmm. whatever. And I do it like in the evening time, just when I'm kind of take a Coke and walk around and look and see what's out there. And it's fun. And,
yep.
and it's crazy. You know, there'll be a little rabbit. He'll look you dead in the eye like, what are you doing out there, Mr. Tommy?
Yep.
I mean,
as he eats your marigolds.
He'll
eat
the stuff up, but he's
sort of
that gum cute. You don't want to do anything. So anyway, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. And I've got some paths around my yard so I can kind of walk around in different areas. And it just makes me, and my girls, I got 2 little dogs. And I'll put them on a leash and walk them around.
Yep.
They think they're in heaven. They think that's cool, too. So
oh,
we have a good time. So anyway.
Well, walking around the garden, like I say, it is therapeutic. When I used to work for a living, I would go before to work and work in my garden for almost an hour early in
uh-huh.
the morning.
Okay.
And the early morning is just so peaceful.
Yep.
If you're living in town, there's no cars going by.
Right.
There's none of that background noise is there. It makes a whole big difference, and it starts your day off just wonderful.
Yep.
Okay, and it's good for your garden. Because
yeah.
if you have something that's starting to go wrong somewhere, you're going to spot it.
Exactly, yep.
And then you'll know that you can deal with it at an appropriate time.
Right.
Okay, so it's good for you. It's good for the garden.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there's a lot of things you can do to help out your garden. And just be smart about what you're doing when you're buying stuff. I'm going to say it that way because, well, we weren't this past weekend. And now there's a few more things we're going to have to find homes for. So.
Well, that's kind of par for the course.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, do make sure when you're shopping those big box stores plan wisely and be aware of how many things you have space for and make sure you do plan accordingly, unlike myself and my wife. we need to talk about it. You guys always have some interesting stuff. We've got some great examples of the work the Master Gardeners does here throughout the area, but you always talk about a plant of the month, and we've had some really unique stuff come out here the last couple of years. Do you have something special for us for this month?
Well, I think it's special, but it's something you all probably know. It's variegated liriope. All
right. Okay, that sounds like a mouthful.
It probably does, but it isn't. Liriope is something you see in a lot of places, but many times you see it just as the green leaf. It looks like a thick-bladed grass, though it isn't a grass. It's
okay.
a perennial, and it blooms with little stalks of purple during the summer. But if you get the variegated variety, it's not nearly as aggressive as the plain ones.
Okay.
All right. And it's a great plant to put here and there to put some light in your garden.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be light 12 months a year.
Oh.
All right. The blades will stay there at the end of in spring. You're going to cut them down like you would a grass, and it'll sprout right back up. It'll grow in part shade to sun.
All right.
So it'll take some sun.
Okay.
And I use it at the front of a border that's got trees behind it. But it gets late afternoon sun, so I need something that can take that sun.
Gotcha.
And because it's a shady garden, you always don't have a lot of bright stuff in there as the season goes on, okay?
Yep.
So because it's in the front, it gets the sun, and I put it about 5, 6, 7 feet apart and just across the whole front of the border, and it sparkles.
How big is it going to get?
It is going to get 12 to 15 inches high,
okay.
12 to 24 wide, they say, but
gotcha.
I usually split mine before they get that wide.
Okay.
I let them go about 10, 12 inches, and then I'll split them.
Gotcha.
Okay? It behaves well. It's creamy yellow stripes on the margins of the braids. In late summer, it'll get light purple flowers that are tucked inside the foliage. Mm-hmm. It is drought resistant. It is rabbit resistant. It is deer resistant.
Tommy, I bet you're studying over there.
But they're still resistant. That doesn't mean they won't eat them. But anyway,
well, if it's really dry, they'll eat anything. Yes. But this is something I really haven't had trouble with. And the deer have been nearby, and they've avoided it because there's better pickings in my garden.
You've got hostas too, then.
Oh, yes, I have hostas. I have guacamole. I've got four of them, and two of them, they're all planted at the same time, and two of them are much smaller than the other two. It's the ones they get to, but they still come up.
The deer are just trying to help you keep the plants trimmed back.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm trying to
provide some emotional support for Tommy over here.
Well, it's about time for them to be coming out with their babies. So when it's done raining Friday spring,
be aware of that. So we're looking at something that is mostly sunny and a little bit of shade, and it sounds like it can go just about anywhere if you're looking to add a splash of color.
Absolutely, and it'll just brighten up a spot and make your day.
Fantastic. And are you going to be able to pick that up here at a local box store? Where you need to go to find that?
I would imagine you could pick it up most any place. Okay. It's a common plant. It's not something you go online for. I would imagine you probably find it at the box stores, but I don't think I've seen it at the two nurseries in town.
Okay.
But I think you would find it at the big box
stores. And what is the name once again?
Liriope.
Liriope.
L-I-R-I-O-P-E.
Liriope. So check it out. See if you can find some Liriope to put in your yard, and maybe you can get
and
something.
And I call it Liropia. So,
you know, one thing I do know is plants are called a lot of different things. And as long as they're green and growing, I can identify that's a plant and it looks good.
And you know, this one is a good one. And Steele's talked about taking them out and dividing them. Mm-hmm. They're very easily dividable, and they grow back like they grow great. I love them. They're one of those guys that are kind of, I don't know if I'm going to say they're for beginners, but they're easy to work with.
Yes, they are.
And they will take over an area if you get them a little bit of a head and let them grow on their own, will they not?
The green ones will. They're more aggressive. Yeah.
Okay.
These are a little more well-behaved than that. And I have them in two sections in my garden. One's in good soil, and they do real well. In the poor soil, they don't multiply nearly as fast, but they can tolerate the poor soil.
Uh-huh.
And I do have some areas that I'm just growing in the clay.
Anybody that has planted anything in Arkansas, especially if you got more than 15 square feet, you're going to find some part of bad soil in your property.
Sure.
Whether it's the rocks, the clay, the combination thereof, there are going to be some tougher spots to get something to grow. And this is something that will take probably to a few of those areas.
It will take. It just won't grow as fast.
Right.
It's
so,
not going to multiply as fast. That's a better way to say
Just something that has a splash of color and to add a little bit of dash there. So we're at the point right now where I probably should be taking a break, and my boss is probably going to fall out of his chair because I'm going to break on time this morning. You're listening to The Morning Show this morning, brought to you by your friends over at AR Ship. You've got Medicare questions, they have got Medicare answers. Give them a call, 1-800-224-6330. They'll get your questions answered today. You're listening to The Morning Show this morning on KRZP 92.7. Tommy Seal and I'll be back to wrap it up right after this. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Nothing like using up all of my bumper music before we come back out of break. I'm looking over there right now at the drive-thru at Hardee's. And if you want to stop on by and start your day off right with a delicious breakfast, well, there's no line over there at the drive-thru. Stop on by. Get yourself something to eat or drink. I'll be heading over there myself in just a couple of moments. But I've got Tommy. I've got Seal. We've got the Master Gardeners here in the studio with us this morning. We've talked about our plant of the day, but I know there's a few more folks out there that probably want to find out when your meetings are going to be happening again, because this is meeting season, and you guys have meetings and feedings once a month.
Good wording. And we do good on both of them. We have great meetings, we have great speakers, but we have great food. And we actually have some little giveaways we usually have, you know, little raffle drawings kind of things. And it's fun, just a chance to win something.
Yep.
But coming up in June is a local lady. The person, her name is Sandy Yates, and her husband own that Lazy T Farm Place on 126.
Oh, yes.
And they have all kinds of, they're actually, some of them, she sells fishing worms also.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But a lot of the worms are just worms that you can put in your garden. But there's also the compost from the, or the
castings.
Oh, the castings
from these worms. And I have bought that stuff, and it amends the soil very well. And she's going to come give us a lesson. That'll be on June the 8th. And our meetings are from 1 to 3, and they're at the Presbyterian Church, and that's that beautiful church right across the street from Cooper Park.
Yes, sir.
And Seal and her gang actually help take care of that little center part in there. They've just done a big renovation, and some of the plants that we sold at the plant sale came from that church.
So, okay.
But it's beautiful. And then in August, We're going to have a guy named Randy Force, and I hope I pronounced that right. But Randy, this is one that everybody needs to come to, because this is probably the one we get the most questions about, is pruning, timing, and techniques. And I guarantee you, Seal gets questions. I get questions. Yep. Anybody that knows anything about gardening, they want, when do I prune this? When do I prune that? What? How do I prune it? And that'll be a great meeting. And then in September, we got one of our local members, our new member, a guy named John Strew, and he and I go around and around because he's a Green Bay fan and I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. So anyway, we both try to have bragging rights, but neither one of us got much to talk about right now.
I was going
to
say, how about Philly?
Kansas City. Come on, guys. Okay.
I've become a Kansas City fan because I like winning.
But anyway,
he's going to talk about succulents. And that's a cool plant that a lot of people don't get involved in. And he actually owned a nursery up in Green Bay.
Okay.
And talked about his hothouses
and greenhouses.
Keep them all, moisture-wise and everything else. But anyway, he'll do a good job. He is
fantastic.
A really, really good speaker. So always we have good speakers. Mm-hmm. I hate to brag on us, but we really do have good speakers. And they're good. The meetings are, the first hour of them will be somebody will talk to us about something. We'll take a break and get some good grub to eat, some good food to eat, and then we'll come back and do the business portion of the meeting.
Gotcha,
so it's a fun time.
It's a good place to come ask questions. If you have a problem with your garden, you can come talk with us, or you can go to the extension office, 425-2335, I believe.
Look at that, yes.
I don't have it written down, but I think that's what it is. But Brad Runcic is absolutely wonderful. Go talk to him. He'll get any answers that you need. If you have problems with something in your garden, bring a leaf if you got something you don't know what's going on.
Right.
Bring it in. He can analyze it, or he can send it to Little Rock to analyze it for you. Mm-hmm. He can take your soil samples, all that good stuff, okay?
Yep.
So if you got any questions, come see us. Come visit with him, one or the other.
Well, and I want to encourage folks to stop on by these meetings. You don't have to be a master gardener to go to one of your monthly meetings.
Absolutely not. We welcome the public. You can come ask your questions there. You can meet some folks. We will probably tell you when the class is, but that's about as much pressure as you're going to get.
Right.
We'd love to have you. We acknowledge all the guests that come, you're more than welcome, and it's a great place to go meet people.
It's a great opportunity to find out a little bit about what you can do. If you've got a specific question with your garden, maybe find out what you can do to make your garden a little prettier.
Absolutely, because everyone there, not all of us are into every aspect of gardening,
exactly.
But there is somebody there that is into it, and somebody can answer your question.
Yep.
If they're not there that day, we can get you in touch with them.
There you go.
Because everybody does something.
Yep.
And the great news is, since COVID's all over with, the meetings are much better attended. We're having an influx of new people.
Fantastic.
I think there's a lot of pent up stuff that people didn't.
Yep.
They learned a little bit about gardening. Now they want to learn a little bit more.
Well, I think that they weren't able to get out and do some things and had to find something to entertain themselves around the house in some cases, and they landed on gardening. I think it's great that we're seeing more folks involved in that. Just wish we'd have a few more varieties here in the area. But you guys have some catalogs. They can get some catalogs. Baker Seed Heirloom Company is one of the ones I've gotten a couple of seeds from.
Yep.
But there are all kinds of catalogs out there for folks that are interested in expanding their gardens.
Without a doubt. Go online. Just be careful. Look at the reviews before you do, because I just got burnt on one that I didn't. Okay.
Okay.
So follow my advice, not as I do. Okay.
Yep.
But there's a lot of folks out there that can give you good advice.
Yes.
Territorial Seed Company is a great one if you're doing vegetables. Their catalog has a little insert with each type of vegetable that tells you everything to grow it, how to start it, how to grow it, how to harvest it.
Yep.
Gives you, it's a little primer that gives you everything you need to know, tells you how long it's going to take so that you're not wondering what's going on. So you can get good information from those places as well as buy your stuff.
Yep. One thing I do want to remind everybody once again, if you're going to be out there gardening, make sure you know you've got a spot for it and make sure you know what you're putting in the ground. You don't want to put something in full sun that needs shade or vice versa.
Absolutely. Habitat makes read the labels.
Yes.
Read what's on the internet about it before you invest your money. You'll be much happier if you do.
Yes. a lot of great information out there. These big box stores want to sell you stuff. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to succeed right there in your own backyard.
You're absolutely right.
So, Seal, Tommy, it's always a great time to have you here in the studio. That music playing in my ears in the background means I probably ought to get it piped into the folks over there on the other end that are listening out there. And I need to tell them that they're listening to the morning show this morning, brought to you by your friends over at AR Ship. Tommy and Seal, our master gardeners extraordinaire, once again giving us some great information. Hope you've taken it to heart. If you can't, well, stop on by the Baxter County MG website. You'll find all the information right there and even the replay of this interview. As for me, well, I'm getting ready to slide on out the door, but I will be back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great day.